Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year seven now, it just kind of is what it is. I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
Man, can I tell you what I did here? I got a draft grade of a B at PFF.com. So here are
a B.
Here are all the moves I made. I decided to get really weird with it. We traded up to 16, giving up next year's second. Then down to 19, adding a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Drafted Brian Thomas Jr. Traded up to 22, added a fourth. Traded down to 34. Got Dawson Knox. I don't even know. I can't even keep track of this. Anyway, I drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
We don't have Dawson Knox anymore?
No, that's right.
Okay.
But I did draft Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk, Malachi Corley, Devontez Walker, and Javon Baker all in the first two rounds. Also, we traded Dawson Knox, Kyer Elam, Ed Oliver, and James Cook.
Ed Oliver?
I had to get a deal done, Joe.
Ed Oliver.
I had to get...
How
else did you expect me to get the Chiefs on the phone to accept that second round pick?
Holy cow.
I had to have Javon Baker.
Who's running plays out of the backfield?
I'm not worried about that. We got more... Actually, we don't have any picks. We traded them all away. Yeah, the trade to get to 64 with Kansas City, this one's going to be controversial. I traded Ed Oliver and our 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th next year. That one's on me. Uh-huh. That one's going to be a little controversial. This is how you know you've gone to too much draft stuff. It is funny, though. Here's how seriously to take draft grades. Again, I just told you I traded 1,000 times, traded away a lot of players, and got Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk, Malachi Corley, Devontae Walker, and Javon Baker. And PFF gave me a grade that's in the top, it's at the 86th percentile of Bills drafts. B. They like it. Some of you out there
are doing
your own drafts are coming in way underneath this one.
Yeah. No, most of them.
Yes.
Most people.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I got a B. I can't even tweet a screenshot of it because it's too big. It's too long.
Can you get four in? You need four screenshots because you can get four?
Anyway, bring on the draft.
Yep.
Matthew Friedman, Fantasy Life, has the Bills taking A.D. Mitchell in his latest mock to be the guy that the Bills bring in. Matthew Barry, My Fantasy Life, his newsletter went out today, and his number one item is the Bills saying, we don't need a number one wide receiver. Basically, he adds, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you.
Nobody should believe them. Nobody should believe them.
The Bills are one of four teams in the NFL with under $15 million devoted to the wide receiver room.
Wow. And half of that, more than half of that's Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, it's eight.
Where else even is the rest of it? Hollins, well, I guess there's just seven $1 million guys that add up to that?
Yep. Sorry about trading Ed Oliver.
Yeah, holy cow. Now we need another defensive tackle. Defense, schmefense, right? Defense, schmefense. What do we need defense for?
I do have full faith in the defense, by the way. There was one point that was brought up.
You bet on it with me, so you better.
Right. It was a larger Bills point about the idea of trading up. I got a tweet. Someone wrote, the Bills are not a number one receiver away from a Super Bowl. And my thought is, sure they are. Why not?
What else do we think they need for that?
Right. If they were to move up and get Odunze or Marvin Harrison Jr., they're already, what, fourth in Super Bowl odds as it is? Are they not considered a Super Bowl contender?
I think it's fourth, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot more unknowns this year than there have been in years past, and a lot of that is on the defense. What happens without that backfield that we've all known for 7 years? Mm-hmm. Everything back there seems a lot different. And the line went through some changes, but I feel like the defense will be a top 10, top 15 unit, depending on what else they add in the draft. They're going to add draft picks. And their offense is outside of this hole. They've got good backs, good tight ends, a really good offensive line that returns most of its starters, a star quarterback. I don't think the Bills are very many players away at all. I know Bean likes to say, you know, you're not one player away, but the reality is that a bunch of teams are one player or sometimes one play away.
Yeah. They were one play away from beating the Chiefs.
The Niners were one play away from beating the Chiefs.
And that was a Bills team that I don't really think, you know, we can talk a lot about how many guys they lost, how many of them were making big impacts for them. In the end of the year, in the 6-game win streak that they went on, and the playoff game against Kansas City, that they were one play away from winning, how many of the guys that they lost this year were making big impacts for them? Because Diggs wasn't, not at the end. He was a part of the target share in a big way, but he wasn't making an impact for them. And neither was Tre'Davious White because he was hurt. Hyde and Poyer, older safeties at that point. I mean, how much worse are Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp going to be from the versions of Poyer and Hyde that were on the field at the end of last season? How much worse? Might be even fair to say they'll be just as good at that position from what they were at last year, not from multiple years ago. How about when it comes to who else did they get rid of this offseason? They got rid of, there's one other name that I'm missing.
Mitch Morse.
That's the one, right?
Yep.
That's the one guy that you really lost this season or this offseason that at the end of the year was making a big impact for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, maybe it's overstated how much they really lost. They lost a lot from the core that they had multiple years ago. But what about from last year? What about from the team that went on a 6-game win streak at the end, still won their division, was one play away from beating the team that ended up winning the Super Bowl?
I also, to that point about the 6-game win streak, I again, wins are wins. People get hung up on one score games. How impressive were they in the six-game win streak? Can we talk about that for a moment?
I mean, they weren't that. They were running the ball more, right, listen, because they felt like they had to.
They beat the Chiefs. That's an accomplishment. That's a good game.
They beat the Chiefs. They smoked the Cowboys.
They ran all over the Cowboys' faces. Then they eked one out against Easton Stick, 24-22.
And against New England.
New England, 27-21. Like it's worth,
they did roll the Dolphins, didn't they?
They did beat the Dolphins 21-14 with a punt return touchdown.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right.
Like the idea that Joe Brady's offense brought them to another gear, he had nice games, but
yeah.
Even on that six-game win streak, again, like I'm not picking apart the wins. They beat good teams. They beat three playoff teams, Dallas, Kansas City, and Miami.
And they should have beat Philadelphia.
But what got them those wins? In many cases, it was the defense that carried an awful lot of it. I mean, the points given up in the six-game win streak, 17-10, 22, 21, 14. That's it. The high mark in the six-game win streak was 22 points mm-hmm. against. And if you are someone that's watched the Bills in the last 5 years, since Josh Allen became Josh Allen, what would you expect their win percentage to be in games where they give up 22 points? It's one of the reasons that Dorsey got fired,
yeah.
is because when they lost games, they scored 22, 18, 25, 20. Those numbers are not good enough for the Bills. For 25 to be the high mark in a span of about a month, it's pretty tough.
Yep. Yeah, man. I mean, of the players, I'm looking at the list, like their whole offseason. Like, it's just, I think they can be better. Is that crazy? Like, I really feel like they can be better. Their wide receivers were not doing anything for them. In the last eight games of the year. Nothing. Davis is another departure, the other name I was looking for. Davis signs in Jacksonville. Davis wasn't even on the field in that Kansas City game. He wasn't on the field in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. And how many games did he have where he had zero?
Yeah.
Did he have three zeros late in the year? Like, they got rid of a lot of guys that at the end of the year were not making impacts. And I think they can be better. At a lot of these positions. It's why I think they were so willing to move on from so many pieces that have been important to them, because it was time. It was the end. That core had aged out. It was not prime Hyde. It was not prime Poyer. It was not prime Diggs. It wasn't prime Davis. It might have been prime Morse. That's it. White wasn't even out there. So, they're fourth in Super Bowl odds, like you mentioned. They're tied with the Lions. They're above Cincinnati. So, like, if they draft a receiver and that receiver is great, then I don't think they need a lot else. They need maybe more than one receiver, which is why the desperation is so high. But I think defensively they have enough. Your strength used to be safety. Now, okay, you used to have one of the best safety duos in football. Do you have one of the best linebacker duos in football right now?
Yeah, you might.
Maybe the strength of your defense has just shifted a little bit. You don't have Tre'Davious White anymore. Okay, wasn't Rasul Douglas playing at an all-pro level in the last eight games of the season once he got to the Bills? Wasn't Christian Benford really good last year by all accounts? Didn't Ed Oliver just have his best season? Wasn't their line better than ever has been? Like, they're not bereft of talent.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not one player away by the terms of having the best roster and missing one spot, but
running back was always labeled as the one final piece they had. Their running back just had the best season that any running back's had for them.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're in fine shape. We'll see what they do. Got our wide receiver big board looking at me right here. One of those names will be a Buffalo Bill by the weekend. One of them. Maybe Jalen Polk, maybe Troy Franklin. We'll get those names added to the sport, too.
Yep.
Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show to follow. Lots of draft talk. It's, you know, 6 days away. Join us for our party. That's where we're all going to cut loose and, you know, just see what happens as opposed to chewing on 1,000 different mock drafts and chewing on smokescreen season. That's what it is, smokescreen season.
And it'll really turn up in the next 6 days, I'm sure. Or the couple days before is when we really start to get clarity. That's when, like, we found out, like, okay, Mac Jones was never actually going number two. Like, the morning of the draft that day, it was Mac Jones, not the Niners guy. Wasn't it the morning of the draft where we finally found out that Baker Mayfield was going to be the Browns guy at number one after that was getting tossed back and forth? So,
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll get to Extendo Sports on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.